9 signs you are likely to get married soon.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you are listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And we are absolutely thrilled to be doing this particular podcast on Halloween. I don't know why. I don't know how the topics are interrelated, but they are, because we're talking about signs that you're likely to become a husband or a wife in the near future. And I'm going to give you 9 signs that I think are going to make sense to you. And if you qualify for about 5 or 6 out of the 9, you have a very good chance, even if your significant other has not proposed or you have not proposed yet. It just seems that the energy flow, the vibratory flow, is moving in the direction of marriage. And that's exciting. That really is exciting. We love, hey, by the way, Rachel and I love attending weddings. So we're always open to receiving your invitation. Hey, before we go further, I just want to say this, and it's so important. We have some audio programs that we have created. One of them is called Lover's Magnet. Another one is called Your Independent Business Success. It's for business. Another one is called Midnight Money. It's for listening while you are sleeping and getting that subconscious mind rocking and rolling and creating a lot of money. We have these programs. We're going to give you your choice of which program you receive absolutely free. Every month, we're going to take 3 winners. Somebody's going to get the Midnight Money, somebody's going to get the Lover's Magnet, and someone's going to get the Business Success. Those 3, if you are a follower of us on Instagram. That's right, we're selecting from the Instagram pool. So go to Instagram, join if you're not a member. If you are a member, follow us, Law of Attraction Solutions. And once a month, at the end of the month, we're going to give out all 3 of those CDs, or audio programs, I should say. We're going to give out all 3. We'll find 3 different people that I'm not going to give you Midnight Money if you're interested in Lover's Magnet. I'll give out 3 Lover's Magnets if that's what I come across. But I'm just excited. We're doing this every single month. So follow us on Instagram. Okay, are you ready to find out if you are about ready to, like, take the plunge, as they say? Number 1, you visualize your future life with the person you love, even when you're not trying. I'm not saying that you're sitting down and, oh, I'm going to close my eyes and now I'm going to visualize. You visualize with your eyes open. You visualize while you're at work. You visualize while you're at the gym. You just see a future together with this other person. And it just is compelling. It's overwhelming. It's like a compulsion. You can't stop visualizing a wonderful, beautiful, bright, exciting future with this individual. Number 2. You feel an alignment with the idea of marriage. In the past, I'm not interested in marriage. I want to stay single as long as I can, or marriage is for old fuddy-duddies, whatever. But now, when the word marriage comes up in a conversation, your ear perks up and you're kind of open to it. And some of you guys, you won't admit it, but the idea of having a beautiful partner that you can share your life with, and then a family, your own son, your own daughter, that you can become close to. I mean, that just overwhelms you. And you're not against marriage now. You are a fan of marriage. You hope people that are going through trouble with their marriage will work it out and make it happen. You're excited about the idea of marriage. It just doesn't frighten you anymore like it used to. Number three, you don't really have a desire to play the field anymore. You don't have a desire to date other people. Even if you've recently gone through a breakup or you're not actively involved in a deep relationship with someone at this time, you still don't have the idea to get on all the dating sites and put yourself out there and go on all these crazy dates. That just doesn't appeal to you anymore. What appeals to you is the idea of building something special with someone you love, building a relationship, a future together. Number four, you're in contact with each other's families. If you are dating someone right now, you're starting to connect with his family or her family and vice versa, and you're building friendships, you're building rapport. Now, understand culturally that sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. You're in contact with someone else's family, but it may not be positive. That's still not a negative sign. It just means that you're likely to be married with family that is not approving. That's okay. It's your life. Guess what? This is your life. You deserve to have the love you crave. But you're in contact with their family. Anyway, that's number four. Number five, suddenly you like engagement pictures. People post them on Facebook and all over the net, and you used to go, But now you look at an engagement picture and you go, wow, they look good together. They sparkle. They look great. I love that picture. I love the location. I don't know. There's just something changing in you. Your vibration is changing. You can feel it on the inside. The things that used to kind of push you away now attract you to a certain extent. Oh, you're ready to be married. I can feel that. You really are. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and want to remind you to visit our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's find out if a mentoring program teaching you the secrets and hidden powers of the law of attraction is right for you. Is it right for you now? Is it right for you in the future? Is it right for you in regards to your business or your relationship? We can talk about that when we connect, okay? And just be available to us, because we don't chase people down. We call once, maybe twice, and then if we don't hear from you, we're on to the next person. Unbelievable. We get a lot of calls and a lot of letters every single day.
Your life is filled with love, abundance, and prosperity. Subscribe now and never miss an episode with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink.
Number six, your fights are more civil. You used to fight with people in a relationship, and it used to be kind of nasty, kind of mean-spirited. But now the two of you have civil fights. You know your boundaries, and you know you don't want to cross those boundaries because you want to make a point, but you don't want to hurt the person you love. When you've reached that point, you're ready for a long-term relationship. You're ready for commitment. You might be ready for marriage. You're beginning to share money and cars and other things. You know, can I borrow your car today? Mine's in the shop. Sure, I'll drop you off and then I'll use your car. Or do you have extra $100 on you that I can use to do this because I'm a little short on cash till payday? Whatever. The boundaries are becoming blurred. And that's not a bad thing. Some people say, well, no, we've got to keep the boundaries, you know, really strong. And that happens and that works. I know couples like that. My brother is like that. I mean, his wife has her own money. He has his. and they decide on who pays what bills, and never the twain shall meet. But most of the time, people begin to kind of blur the lines, and it's okay. Well, this is a crazy one, so don't get mad at me, okay? I'm going to do number 8. And it's true, it's real, and I have to put it out there because it's true. You're open to pooping in front of each other. You know, the bathroom door is open. You're talking while you're on the can. He's standing there shaving. Yeah, nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're ready to get married, aren't you? If you're not already married and haven't been married for a few years. But that's just it's just an obvious block. It's like I'll have sex with you first, but I won't poop in front of you. But once you get to that level where you're willing to poop in front of somebody, wow, that's different. And number 9, you accept your partner's limitations. You know that nobody is going to fulfill you completely. And you're not going to fulfill them completely. It's not about fulfilling each other. Each person is really responsible on this journey for fulfilling themselves. And of course, we want to share as much love as we possibly can. But you accept his limitations or her limitations, and you're good with it. You're okay with it. Wow. Well, there are more signs, but these are some pretty obvious signs. I'm excited if you are in a relationship and you are living these signs right now, because you're about to be married. And visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Send Rachel and I a wedding invitation. If you don't want to invite us because we might embarrass you or something, then hey, send us a picture of your wedding. We'd love to put it up on our Facebook page. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and congratulations. If you qualify, and if you're heading down that path, you're going to have a great life. I know that. I believe that about you. Say it. I am enjoying an incredible life. Bye-bye now. We'll talk to you later.